Compatibility in Chemistry. Published 17 December 2010. Most male-directed pickup and dating advice glosses over the concepts of compatibility in chemistry, assuming most people having an intuitive grasp on what they are and why they're important. When you have chemistry with someone, you just feel it. When you're dating a girl you're not compatible with, it's obvious, like biting into a piece of spoiled fruit, the discomfort is impossible to ignore. Compatibility and chemistry are mostly ignored by male dating advice because they're things that can't be faked or changed. Instead, we spend most of our time studying self-improvement, presentation, and the technical mastery of social minutiae, all in an attempt to excel at the sales job of our potential sexual services as men. Male dating advice is designed to get that girl who we feel is out of our league, the girl we've never had before. And if that girl who's out of our league is actually not compatible with us, well, we don't really want to hear about it. Not that this is a bad thing, you can learn to get that girl who you think is out of your league, but there's no guarantee that she'll make you happier in the long run. Don't get me wrong, sleeping with a stripper is kind of cool, dating one, no thanks. Compatibility and chemistry, although not the same thing, are often used interchangeably. They're words people use loosely to define an ephemera which exists in the space between two people, the unspeakable and unseen connection, or lack thereof, but they're different and their difference is important to understand. Compatibility is a natural alignment of lifestyle choices and values between two people. A priest and a stripper have a major incompatibility, and I doubt many end up dating each other. That's compatibility. Put simply, if I value women who are intelligent and educated, and I meet a high school dropout who values guys who have big muscles and like to hunt deer, then we have a fundamental incompatibility that will probably never be overcome. Compatibility usually corresponds to the long-term potential between two people. High compatibility between people comes from similarities in their lifestyles and values. Educated and liberal people usually date other educated and liberal people. Hedonists usually date other hedonists. Insane religious nuts usually date other insane religious nuts. For no other reason than people of opposite moral values quite literally repel each other, and sometimes violently. Chemistry, on the other hand, represents the emotional connection present when you're with each other. Two people who have a high degree of chemistry have emotional makeups and personalities that bring out warm, fuzzy emotions in the other, creating a kind of positive feedback loop through which they continue to make each other feel better and better. When you have a high degree of chemistry with someone, they monopolize your thoughts and/or your free time. You'll stay up talking until the sun comes up and not even feel like an hour went by. You'll hope that every call or text is her, and it will be. You'll walk through life constantly wondering, what would she think about X? Where X is a song, a bird, a walk through the park, a traffic jam, or a tenuous visit to the dentist. Call it passion, call it love, call it sickness. The basic traits of your/her personality and your/her slightest behaviors ravage each other's dopamine receptors in a neurological orgy of starry-eyed dreaminess. When you're together, which simultaneously seems like all the time and not enough, it's dominated by whispers of sweet nothings, liberal usages of the L word, and a disgusting level of cuddling that nauseates all persons within a 20-foot radius. Specific examples of what creates strong chemistry are harder to peg. It may be the way a girl laughs at your jokes, the questions she asks you about your day, the way you hold her in bed, or how you help her move into her new apartment. Chemistry is made up of subtle behaviors and dispositions that positively correspond with the other person. It's a closed karmic loop. Chemistry is felt immediately and by both parties equally. The most important rule about chemistry is that whatever you're feeling, she is most likely feeling it too. You almost become empaths for one another. The artist Alex Gray once said, "True love is when two people have pathologies that complement one another." He was only half joking. High levels of chemistry usually come from opposite yet complementary qualities in people. A girl who is high-strung, energetic, and slightly neurotic will have a high degree of chemistry with a guy who is relaxed, mellow, and open. Introverts usually have natural chemistry with extroverts. People who are orderly and intense planners often work best with people who are spontaneous and unorganized. Unlike compatibility, a lack of chemistry doesn't repel one another. A lack of chemistry simply results in a lack of emotional connection. Things just feel kind of dead and boring when you hang out together. Chemistry is also reflected in the bedroom. A lack of chemistry will mean boring, emotionless sex. A high degree of chemistry will mean intense, life-altering, heart-pounding sex that causes your mind to cosmically splatter itself on the walls of your consciousness. If you want to look at it from the classical point of view of value and value exchange, compatibility is a state of value exchange through shared and similar interests, two lawyers dating each other, two immigrants dating each other, etc., and mutual moral values worldview, same religion, same beliefs about children, etc. Meanwhile, chemistry is an exchange of emotional value. Compatibility and chemistry don't necessarily always occur together. A relationship with high compatibility but little chemistry is likely to be a boring yet convenient series of meetings and conversations, dry and dull until both parties simply stop caring and drift apart, or they consummate their mutual convenience by getting married and promise themselves a lifetime of simple and asexual companionship. Sadly, this arrangement isn't uncommon. Chemistry without compatibility, on the other hand, usually leads to disaster. Sometimes it can be as simple as not living in the same part of the world, but usually it's far more complicated than that. It's when it feels so right when you know it's so wrong. It's the girl who you know is bad for you but you can't stop seeing her. Your behavior becomes completely irrational. Your thoughts distort, and soon you and your fellow torture victim of choice initiate a perpetual cycle of mutual emotional immolation, both spiraling through love-hate cycles together at the speed of life. You suddenly find yourself spitting out phrases such as, "I don't care if she's married to a felon, we're meant to be together," or, "Look, I know she faked being pregnant to get me to propose to her, but you know it may just be fate, right?" While your friends all stare at you, jaws agape, unsure whether to risk backlash by trying to snap you out of it. Or to feign support while you continue to spin helpless and deluded in your tornado of love, wrecking your own life in the most unsubtle of ways. High levels of chemistry with major incompatibilities is bad news, really bad news. These relationships usually begin quickly and passionately, exploding like a flaming geyser, which then extinguishes just as quickly as it began. Logic kicks in, reality makes itself known, and you suddenly realize how fucking offensive you find each other at times. They're traps. And getting out is easier said than done. Your heart says yes, but your head says no. And then you convince your head to say yes, which in turn makes your heart say no. Which makes your head say, "Wait, what the fuck?" So your decision-making falls back to your penis, because this girl is so fucking hot after all, even though you know your penis rarely makes wise decisions, which leads to bloody satin sheets, embarrassing public arguments, unpaid drink tabs, thrown iPods, changed locks, passive-aggressive threats, unanswered phone calls. Tear-ridden voicemails and the sterile interior of a clinic, or if you're lucky, the famous "Oh God, please don't give me a false positive, you piece of shit, $9.99 pregnancy test from 7/11 experience, which is guaranteed to challenge any man's sanity. And then there you are wherever you go, as they say, and you find yourself jobless with 2 one-way tickets to Bermuda that were never used, 6 stitches, slashed car tires, and a shattered cell phone. But at least that fucking cunt is gone, even though you still kinda miss her. It's vicious yet thrilling, and will never let you forget that we are, after all, animals. Navigating the dating territory of life with confidence requires that you understand these concepts. If you want to ultimately end up spending your time with amazing women that you enjoy, and I don't just mean enjoy fucking, that should be a given, but I mean really, truly enjoy, then it's important you get a cognitive handle on these emotional indicators. The most important aspect is understanding what you want, what makes a girl compatible to you, what personality traits have chemistry with you. The first question I ask every guy I work with is, what do you want? It's crucial, you know. You need to know what you like and what you want in women. If you don't, then you need to cautiously gain enough experience until you do know. I've found over the years that I'm incapable of dating girls who aren't incredibly smart. I can make it 2-3 dates with a woman of average intelligence or less, and that's usually solely by merit of drowning my face in alcohol until I become incapable of listening to her any longer. It becomes insipid and dull, and I refuse to be an insipid or dull person. Since a long-term relationship with these types of women would necessitate I take up alcoholism as a hobby, we inevitably part ways. I also don't work well with girls who are particularly religious or who have socially conservative values. I shouldn't have to explain this one. I need a girl who likes to travel, and who cares about politics, these are important things to me. I'll still sleep with women who aren't compatible with me, but I know better than to try and date them. I've learned that I have chemistry with women who are driven and ambitious. Their personalities work with mine in a unique yet comfortable way for both of us. It's probably because I organize my life around working as little as I possibly can, and so we become good influences on each other. I also click with women who appreciate a dark, sarcastic wit and are very giving and caring. I regularly find myself seeing teachers, nurses, social workers, volunteer workers, etc. multiple times and sometimes having a serious relationship with them. These are the women who work for me. What type of women work for you? Connect with women deeply. If you have trouble keeping conversations going, connecting with others in a meaningful way, creating lasting impressions, or are just plain tired of awkward silences, then you should look into the Connection Program, an online coaching course which trains you to open up and have more meaningful interactions with friends and women. Learn more here. Ivai 6.